This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're listening to Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, so let's kick things off. Earlier this week, Yahoo announced that they will sell its core internet business to Verizon for $4.8 billion. This came months, if not years, of Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, trying to keep the ship alive. Verizon initially offered just $3 billion in the second round of bidding. However, last year, they acquired AOL for $4.4 billion and were persistent in their aim to be a media player by combining Yahoo and AOL. Well, that's what I think, though. And what exactly do they have in plans are uncertain at the moment, but just keep an eye out because, you know, Horizon is pushing into the digital advertising mobile media company. As for Yahoo, the deal is expected to complete early 2017. At one point of time in year 2000, Yahoo was a company worth $125 billion, and they once actually tried to buy Google. And they also were rejected of a $45 billion offer from Microsoft as well. Since then, they've been losing ground and have lost relevance to many of its customers. Marissa Mayer is expected to leave once the Verizon deal is finalized, which, here's the good part for her at least, I guess, which would see her receiving a potential of $55 million severance package. And Mayer, despite the tough times at Yahoo, she made a lot of money during her four-year stint in Yahoo. So Yahoo racked in $114.7 million in cash and vest shares between 2012, when she joined them, in 2015. And then there was another $4 million in vested stock this year, plus a $43.4 million in option that she could still purchase. Total that with her severance package, we're looking at about $219 million. Not too bad for 4 years of a losing battle then for Marissa Mayer. You know, that stat actually is quite interesting because I stumbled upon this new research by corporate research firm MSCI. The highest paid CEOs tend to run some of the worst performing companies. That's according to the title of this study. For every $100 invested in companies with the highest paid CEOs, would have grown up to $265 over the last 10 years. However, the same $100 in companies with the lowest paid CEOs would have grown up to $367 over the decade. So that's more than $100 more on a period of, 10 years on just $100 investment startup capital. The research called "Are CEOs Paid for Performance? Evaluating the Effectiveness and Equity Incentives." So it looked at the salaries of 800 CEOs at 429 large and medium-sized US companies between 2005 and 2014. And then it compared with the total shareholder return of the companies. So if you're on the lookout for a new job, or you're going to invest in a new company, perhaps the CEO salary should be a factor in your decision as well. Just look at Marissa Mayer, 4 years of a losing battle, $219 million. That's a good return. So now, it's time for
weekly Tech Talk updates brought to you by General Electric.
So we all love VR, or virtual reality, for a very good reason. For me, mostly it's because of the gaming capabilities. But anyways, GE engineers have been using VR to optimize and even design factories. It's a task that is typically done on computers with two dimensions. The GE team says VR, in combination with the data coming from the working factories, will help them avoid problems before they occur. Real-world data allows the designers to see how workers move and where they gather in an existing plant and where the production tends to, clog up or back up. Design tweaks and more feedback then enables the team to improve on new factory layouts. This is just, very simple sounding, but it's extremely clever. Neha Prajapat, the engineering tool specialist who's leading the project, began working on VR as part of an Innovate UK project in 2014, and they wanted to know if they could convert a standard 2D factory model into a 3D scale model and then tweak it for the use in VR technology, the VR headsets or, you know, 3D projection. And it all started when Neha was gaming with the Xbox and then, you know, started using the Kinect, only to realize that, hey, maybe this could be used for other tasks as well. Then they decided to, you know, test this out of a UK-based maintenance facility and scouted 30 different locations at the plant and laser scanned them. They could then actually see people walking around the factory, where they were going, how long they were spending on operations, etc., etc., etc. And then later on, you know, improve on the design and the layout of the factory, and bang, efficiency goes up. So with this information, GE designers will soon be able to use the information from the pilots, you know, to create plans for brand new plants that are people-friendly and flexible as, you know, as possible. Several projects are already underway with this technology, including GE's grid solutions, the aviation sector, and also GE's oil and gas.
This weekly update was brought to you by General Electric.
Geek Tunes time. So the 1975, they are quite an interesting band because their ever-changing style of music in the very few years that they've been around. This next song is taken from their latest album. And hear me out here. This is the album title itself, right? It's called I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware Of It. That's the whole album title. So it's probably the longest album title I've ever heard. And this next song feels very retro. And even the video clip, the music video itself, it feels, you know, very nostalgia. It goes back to the 80s or you know, even the early 90s, late 80s. So do check it out. This is the 1975 with Love Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.